Powered by Creative Bully Media.
Bully your goals, not people.
Now, we gotta lay cool.
You tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Forget that.
Forget
that. Who number one?
Yo, you know what it is. Forget That Yo Radio, episode 247. We back in the building. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is. A.k.a. Litty Hernandez, a.k.a. Litty Rodriguez, a.k.a. I'm fitter than him. Keep the bulk. Buddy, I'm not trying to lift the gym. A.k.a. Donut Juice. A.k.a. I only end up in the friend zone when I want you to leave me alone.
What more do you want from me?
A.k.a. Inspiring Entrepreneur Dello. Will I find a group of winners to ride with me?
I hope so.
A.k.a. The world is full of buses that tripe, like Brit say.
Y'all are irking my life.
A.k.a. One of the hottest in the booth. Yeah, I had to say it, because
nobody wanna tell the truth.
A.k.a. I ain't apologizing if I said it. I said it. Some pastor said it too. So what would Jesus do? A.k.a. If you run up on me, I leave you leaking in your own piss. And when the cops show up and ask what happened, I'ma say, somebody did this. And we back. Episode 247.
What? Yo, what up, man? It's your boy Stone. Crip up or grip up, come rip. AKA Stone El Terriblay. AKA your girl topped me off. Y'all start kissing right after I dropped off. AKA A Boo Boo, you looking at a bad nigga. AKA Slapbox 2 minutes at a time. AKA Filthy Rodriguez. AKA Dirty Sanchez. A.K.A. Daryl Sweet Baloney Jones, because this meat is good.
Good.
A.K.A. Jesus Hot Sausage Lopez, because this meat is spicy. A.K.A. I ain't a pimp, but my talk game legitimate. Leave your girl around me, and I'm guaranteed I'm hitting it. Let's get it.
He hitting it. Guaranteed. You know what it is.
Turn it up, stupid. Stupid.
Yo, why you sound like a DJ at the party and shit?
Cause, man, I was, you know what I'm saying? I was trying to get on my DJ-ish with the soundboard, but I ain't got enough sounds to go around.
Okay. So. What's your DJ name?
DJ Biffington.
DJ Biffington. Yeah. Mine is DJ Dick'em Down.
Why? What made you go with that verse?
What made you go with that verse?
DJ Dick'em Down.
Yo, son, I feel like it's been a minute, man.
It has been like 4 weeks.
It ain't even no fucking 4 weeks.
All right, 2 weeks.
Okay, there we go.
Yo, what? But what's? I don't get the Dick'em Down thing.
It's DJ Dick'em Down.
So. Equal opportunity dickums, because
you knew.
Men and women, because you DJ at parties easy, for men and women.
Easy player.
So you got to be more specific. Like,
no, man. You're reading too much of this.
All right. Yeah, I mean, you said it. It's your DJ. Yeah. But what are you doing that to? The beat or the song? Your equipment?
Yo, you know how they can say they DJ. What? Doing what to what?
Like, Dick your DJ Dick name got to go with music.
DJ Dick'em Down. Yo, after the party, man.
Oh, so you only playing R&B?
All the bitches. It's the choir song.
So you can only, like, you can only do R&B parties.
Hey, man, let it go. All right?
Nah, man, you the one came up with the nickname.
Just let it go.
Man. So, you got any hood stories, anything? Any shooting, stabbings, midget slapping?
Yo, man, check this out, right? So, this didn't happen to me, but I feel like it's just all the way wrong. So somebody called my job about a delivery.
Ooh.
And talked to one of the cats I work with, right?
Yeah.
So, he was like, okay, they're coming tomorrow. They'll call you in the morning, get your window when they'll be there, and then they'll call you when they're on the way. Yeah. Cool. So she called back the next day. Was like, yo, the dude yesterday told me they're going to be here at 9 o'clock in the morning. They ain't here. He said, no, you talked to me. And I told you exactly what I told you, that they're going to call you with a window when they load the truck. He said they gave you a time between 12 and 3. She said, okay, if it ain't here between 12 and 3, I'm coming up there with a shotgun. And I'm taking you out.
No, she didn't.
Yo, dead ass. Yo. So he goes tell my boss and a manager. They was like, yo, refund they shit. We not taking nothing out there, right? Mm. Why the head dude was like, yo, they just talking out their ass. Go ahead and take it out there.
What?
Yo, my nigga, you don't get that choice to play with my life,
right?
Straight up and down talk. I'm like, yo, there's no way. And then the cast that took it out there, they didn't even tell them they said that shit.
Wow.
Yo, when I came back and heard that story, son, I was like, yo, you for real? Like, yeah, man. I'm like, and then the cast that took it out there, he's like, yo, if they had told us that shit, I wouldn't have dropped that shit off. I'm like, Forget that, man. That's crazy.
Man, I would have said, bring your ass up here then. If you want to smoke. I want to smoke.
Yo, cause like, all right, so now we going through like ever since I forgot which one happened, but the active shooter shit that they do at your job.
Uh-huh.
Oh, since the Walmart thing. So now we do the active shooter shit. We got to go through all this training and shit. I was like, yo, man, I know at least 12 people in my store that got guns in the car. An active shooter come up in here, he's getting fucked up. You know? Like, we is not playing that shit. You know?
Dang.
Yo, you come up here with that, I'm gonna shoot somebody you want to, my nigga. You gonna get hurt.
Matter of fact, I would have said, you know what? Let's tell her we'll be there, but don't show up.
Yeah. Make her come up here.
Yeah.
Make her come up here.
Come up here with your shotgun. You probably don't know how to cock it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm not playing that, man. I was like, yo, that's foul treated. I'm like, yo, that's my whole shit, man. You don't send me out here on no dummy mission like that.
Wait, so they delivered it?
Yeah. They said the people's nice as hell, too.
I would have put bed bugs in that joint.
Yo, I'd have pissed in it, yo.
Yep. I would have did something. I would have put some old bananas under the, was yo, it a couch?
Nah, it was like a washing machine or refrigerator thing.
Yeah, I would have put a dead rat in there or something.
I think you said a dead rat. Yo, why you be just having dead rats around you, Zane?
I'll go find one. You know, they by the trash. Or a dead raccoon or something.
Word. Dead raccoon.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hell yeah.
Is that? No, that's the whole thing. I ain't just got one. Dang. I was trying to find the drop to load up, but I ain't got it cut up yet.
Yo, what's been good your way, man?
Man.
Besides the beignets, man.
Man, y'all stay out of my my comment section to about that they gonna get abs. Man, y'all stick one beignet and start talking about somebody ain't gonna get abs. Man, if y'all get out of here with that, that's one beignet.
I'm pretty sure you didn't eat one beignet.
Well, it was two, but they look. And Baylor the Great, I see you in the comments.
Yeah.
What was he talking about?
I forgot what he said.
He was talking something crazy, but man, I be seeing your post, man. You just ate 6 pounds of steak fries? Like,
yo, I ain't gonna lie, yo, that shit look fabulous, man.
Man, that only look fabulous in the pictures, man.
Yo, it looked good. It made me hungry.
It had a filter on it and everything, man.
Yo, who puts filter on food, man? That's cheap.
That's what they do online. If you don't get out of here with your 6 pounds of diabetes, man, you better slim up for that basketball game.
Ooh, yo, this basketball shit is getting out of hand, B. Like, it's really getting out of hand, yo. Like, yo, shout out to Hey Greg, G.I.E., old young black and bothered, man. He was like, yo, Ant and Baylor against him and me.
Oh, you know yeah, I forgot about that. Yo, he really, that was a bad move right there.
Yo, like, yo, unless your shot is water, my nigga, I don't play ball like that.
And I'll say that, man. Be like, yeah.
I ain't even gonna set you up like that, son. I don't do that. I'm not that ball playing dude, man. We will get worked on that court. I'm gonna quit. Like straight up facts, man. I'm like, yo, especially we can't play full court, but a couple times around that court, son, and yeah, it's a wrap for me. Look at, I'm gonna be over here sitting down, man.
Yeah, I remember with Carlos when they first moved down to DeVille. They used to go to the Greater Community Church, too. So there was like a church picnic in the park. So we see Carlos and his cousins playing basketball. So we roll up. And they thought they had us because it was me and my brothers and it was Ben. So I was like, hey, man, we'll play you. And Carlos was like, okay, us two versus you two. And they picked like me and Ben. Mm-hmm. But what they did know is all we do is play basketball.
Yo, this is just a gravel squad. Son.
You know what I'm saying? Or rocks. That's all we did every day from sunup to sundown, play basketball on rocks. So we on a fresh court. I was like, oh, they don't know what they got to.
Yo,
man,
said they
we smoked the boots off.
Work them cash, man. They want to go back to Oklahoma and shit.
That joke was hilarious. But yeah, oh, back to what I did. Okay, let's see. Was it last weekend? No, the weekend before last, October 13th, we went to me and my boy. I drove down to Houston and met up with Nate, and we went down to the DJ Envy Caesar house flipping real estate seminar.
Or shout out to Fat Nate.
Yo, Nate, how you know Nate's fat?
Because you told me.
Oh, I didn't tell you. Yo, they got bigger than last time I seen them. They out here wilding. Get to the gym, B. yo, we went to the real estate joint. It was packed. First of all, they get money. It's $99 a person, right?
And it was packed?
I counted, like, the rows. I think it was 18 rows. No, it was 11 rows down, 18 seats across. And there was four rows. And then, like, it was too many people, so they had to add more chairs in the front on each side. Because they said standing up was a fire hazard, so you had to be in the seat. So it was over $65,000.
Yeah.
Now, I'm surprised it's only $99 because, like, the information they give you is gold. Like, First, they started off with the credit man. So he hits you with where your credit need to be and what to do to get your credit up, how to keep it up. And if you can't do it or you want his services, like, you know, some credit places charge, like, they charge a monthly fee and an upfront fee to fix your credit. Mm-hmm. Well, the way he do it is he don't charge nothing until he actually fix something on your credit. Then he charge.
Okay.
So then they go from the credit dude to then actually you go to the mortgage guy to get the loan. So they tell you the different loans, the percentages, how much you got to put down, like the VA loan, conventional loan, and all that. Then they break it down into, like, if you get investments, the hard money, that's when you go to, like a dude. So you ain't got to go through the bank. You go through, like, a dude with money.
Mm-hmm.
But they hit you with a higher percentage. But, yeah. So then they went with they had a lawyer come out and talk about, like, what you need to check for and what the lawyer need to look over in the contract. And then they break it down into house hacking. Like, let's say, like, when you – it was funny because the mortgage dude was like, let's say you rent a house Like you get a house in the VA loan. Like, you got to live in that house for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So then DJ Envy would come up and be like, but, I mean, can you live in the basement? You can live in the attic, right? And the mortgage dude was like, yo, that's Envy talking. You ain't hearing it from me. So he was, like, telling you how to, like, get around and stuff. So then they had him in. Then at the end, they had another dude come up, like, who, like, went to jail. And, like, he was broke and how he came up with real estate. And then they had Caesar and Envy come up and go through they spill, whatever, like, how they started. So it was pretty dope. And they had pictures and they had actual contracts of the contracts they made with the houses. Like, the bad stuff that happened, the good stuff. Like, the conference is dope. I'm going to go again when it comes to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can, because I need to get, like, with the people that's at the conference. Because in Houston, like, a lot of people is from Houston. Like, there's a few drove up from Dallas, but I didn't know who was who.
Yeah.
So when it's here, I know pretty much a lot of y'all stay here, so I can network with y'all.
Yeah.
But yo, if when it comes to y'all city, yo, check it out, man. It's only $99. And you get mad info. And like DJ Envy and them ain't Hollywood. Like when they go, when it's break time or before it start and after they start, they right there in the crowd. Like you could walk up to them, whatever.
Oh, word, no doubt.
Yo, the boy Caesar got like over 1,000 doors, dog.
What?
Yeah, like Envy just starting out. I think he got like 100 something. But Caesar like over 1,000.
Damn.
And he was a straight felon. Like he learned this, dude put him on in jail. That's how he like got into it.
Hell no.
Yeah, it was crazy. So that was dope. And then after that, that's all I've been doing is like studying and learning about all this different stuff. And man, it's crazy because this stuff, like, it's not hard. Like, I remember, like, you want to be a millionaire. Oh, I got to play basketball. I got to get in the league. Or I got to hit the lottery. Man, it ain't even that serious.
Yeah.
Like, some good credit and just learning what to do when you in there.
All right, I'm down.
So I think the first thing I'm going to go with is a house hack. I've been looking at duplexes. So probably get a duplex or a triplex or something like that and just get the doors filled. And I listened to a joint today where dude, he went to the extreme. Like, he bought a house, and his rent was $2,000 a month. He bought a big house. So he slept like, he didn't even have a room, I don't think. He slept like, he sectioned off a joint with some curtains and, like, cardboard and rented out each one of his rooms for, like, $1,100
each. God damn.
Yeah, because he live in a place where it's, like, real high rent, so they were still getting a deal, paying $1,100.
Yeah.
So he was racking up the dough. And he had this one crazy story where he was filling up all the rooms, and then he was, like, so hyped to get the rooms filled, like, he skipped doing background checks.
Mm.
So he got this couple in the upstairs room, and he had this couple in the basement. So they called him one day, like, yo, we smell something that we ain't never smelt before. Like, we don't know what the smell is. So he comes to the house, and he's like, dang, what is that smell? And he notices it's coming from the basement. He goes to the basement. They smoking meth. So he's like, yo. So then he Googled the lady's name, and, like, she's in and out of jail for meth. So he was like, dang, like, I should have did my Googles.
Your Googles, nigga.
So he was like, man, he wasn't like a dude for confrontation. Like, so he went to the cops. The cops was like, yo, they signed the lease. They in their own room. Ain't nothing we can do.
Mm.
I'm like, really? For meth?
Nigga, y'all know this is a crime, right?
Yeah, like, there's like nothing we can do. So he went down there. He didn't say nothing about the meth. He was just like, yo, something came up. I need this space. And he's like, I'll give y'all's deposit back, and I'll give y'all like an extra $500 each. And they took the deal. That's how he got him out. Me, I would have went in there with the tool, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, get the fuck up out of here, man.
Meth. Y'all gotta go.
Tweakers.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't playing no games. Somebody getting shot. Yeah, man. So that's all I've been doing, man. I've been learning. And yo, when they be like, when the people be like, man, you change. Like, the people start, like, trying to get money and stuff. It's true, dog. I don't be caring about nothing. Though. Like, I really don't know news. Like, only way I know stuff is I'll listen to a couple, like, comedy podcasts, and I'll write down what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Because, like, all the, like, the pastor stuff and all that, I ain't seen none of them videos. Like, I don't care about none of that, dog. I'm trying to learn how to get this money. So, like, you're going to have to start leading the way because I don't know what the hell's going on out here, dog.
All right. Well, since you brought up the pastor, Pastor David Eat 'Em Up Wilson.
So what is this about?
So apparently a video came out of a pastor speaking in tongues on a lady's vagina. And the pastor's married, of course, and the lady's married. Now, I saw one story where they said that she leaked the video because she let him eat the box for a spot, a lead spot in the choir.
Shut up, man. That's what we doing out here?
Dog. I don't know, man. Like, there's a lot more ways to get in the choir, man. This ain't what I'm right.
Like, so, nothing's going to come from you having a lead spot in the choir in the church.
Yeah, nothing at all. Yeah, nothing at all. Nothing. Now, the pastor, right? I ain't got no problem with you eating the box. I ain't got no problem with you cheating on your wife, man. That shit happens, bro. What I do have a problem with is you getting recorded.
Wait, so like, was it like a, like, did it look like the, it was like a clear, like he could have clearly seen that being recorded?
Yo, yes. Yes.
Dang.
Yeah, like if you see it, is it like the camera is like right there by his face, dog.
That's why he like, put on a special performance.
You know what I'm saying? And this how we know it's him, right? On the picture of him just in a normal picture, he got two knots above his eyebrow. Wow. When he down there doing the Lord's work, man, you can see them two knots.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yo, man, but here's the thing, right? I didn't know I had so much in common with pastors.
Uh-oh.
That he eating boxes.
Well, he was using your form or something?
Yo, I think the nigga stole my technique.
Stupid.
Yo, but the memes was hilarious.
Dang, like that's crazy.
Yo, I know, did you see the meme of the pit bull in the window?
Nah. I seen it before. Yeah, I seen that before.
Okay, so they had, bitch, you don't hear me barking? The pastor out here looking for you and he licking his lips.
Oh my God.
Yo, the internet never loses, man.
Yo, why is that pit, why it look like a food serving window that he looking through?
Oh, yo, like somebody put him through a drive through or something.
Yeah, like what the heck is that?
I don't know. That might be a trailer or something, man. I don't know. But okay, so back on the pastor, right?
Mm-hmm.
People's like, yo, man, he got to step down from the church. No, he don't. For everybody that got a problem with what he did, there's people in that congregation that don't care at all what he did.
All he got to do is stand in front of the church and apologize. Like,
yeah,
the pastor at my church did.
Ask for what?
Yeah, he got up there and told the whole church that he cheated, and he pointed out the deacon's wife in the church he was cheating with.
Hey, player, you got to stop somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm all for the apologizing. Don't be singling out my wife, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Deacon Brown's wife, I apologize for the... Whoa, what?
Wait, what if Deacon Brown ain't know?
Deacon Brown heated.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. Well, yeah, man. Well, Pastor Eat 'Em Up Wilson, man. Like, don't get recorded, man. Yo, eat all the box you want, man. Keep talking in tongues. Just don't get recorded doing this shit, man.
So he didn't come through with the lead spot in the choir?
Nah.
Dang, I wonder if she could sing, though.
Probably not.
And she was married, huh?
Yeah.
Wait, she was?
Yeah, she was.
Oh, maybe that's why he thought, oh, she ain't gonna come out because she married too.
Yeah, nah, man. Is the lead spot in the choir is more important than a marriage.
Yo, that's crazy. Yo, how you? So you just expose yourself? She must wanted to get out that marriage.
Yo, it had to be, man. Speaking of which, dog. All right, man. People cheat on their spouses all the time. At some point, you got to learn the rules to the game. And I just heard a story that this nigga broke every rule in the book. Right?
Mm, yeah.
So, first of all, he flew the chick in. Paid for the tickets with his credit card.
Dang.
That's a record of what's going on already. Mm-hmm. Not only did he do that, he took the chick to the restaurant that him and his wife goes to.
Wow.
Took her to the bar that him and his wife go to. Took her to the nail salon that his wife goes to.
I mean, he's the only spots he knew.
Yo, man. Nah, bruh. Don't do nothing in the same town that you live in, bruh. Especially if you're doing it on that level that you just paying for everything out your pocket. I mean, with your credit card. There's a record of all this shit. Yo, why would you do that, man?
Because he cheating. Only thing he got time to worry about is keeping the cheating secret. He ain't got time to worry about different places and areas to take her.
But that's part of keeping the cheating secret.
I know, but most dudes who cheat, they stupid. That's why they get caught.
Yeah. Yo, for real, man. That's crazy, dog. Like, my nigga, you was out here bad.
Tell me, oh, I know a spot. I know a good spot.
Yeah, it's probably me and my wife go to. Like, this is something you shouldn't say. I'm going to take you somewhere my wife ain't never been, son. Look here, baby, we going to Mars.
Mars. Speaking of cheating, it came out that Panera Bread's mac and cheese is frozen, and they just dump it in a bowl of water. And it was exposed by an employee, and that employee is now fired.
You fucking right.
Now, didn't we all know this, though?
Yeah, come on, man. They not making that fresh.
Like, there ain't nobody's grandma on the back to my baby. I'm almost done with the secret patch.
Can you get that salt for me, baby? Come
on, son. Every restaurant you go to is made in, like, a bigger factory and sealed and shipped, so it all tastes the same.
Processed shit. Hell yeah.
Yeah, so... why y'all mad? People acting like it's the end of the world. Like, oh, I can't believe they duped us.
I can't believe that they gave me processed macaroni. Yo, McDonald's is giving you kangaroo meat, son.
I mean, how do y'all think it tastes the same everywhere you go? Like,
yo, man. Like, the stuff people get mad about is hilarious, man. Yeah. Like, I really can't take it sometimes.
Yo, it's crazy. Especially at work, though. People be stressed out over the littlest stuff. Man, I walked by this dude. He had this, it was a panel on a cart. I had to get around him, so I moved the cart like 3 inches, dog. Yeah. The dude was like, oh, now I got to move it back.
What?
I just laughed at him. Like, it's an old dude.
Cornball.
Now, I know it's probably hard. He about 68, so I know it probably took a little bit of strength.
You know what I'm saying? The osteoporosis is set in.
Yeah, but I'm like, dog. It's on the cart. You just pushed it back two to three inches.
Yo, man, and like all jobs are the same. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see people get mad about doing their job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yo, this is what you're here to do. I can't believe they want me to do this. It's in your job description, cuz. Like, yo, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. Like, yo, man, I'm tired of this shit. I'm gone. Bet. You're going to get another job. It's going to be the same thing.
Yeah.
No matter where you go, if we work somewhere long enough, we're going to get tired of it.
Yeah.
That's just the way this shit works. And cats keep dipping. Yo, you've been at a job 2 years. Man, it's some bullshit. I'm out. Okay, you're going to get tired of the shit somewhere else, bro.
We had a dude walk out the other day. And when you knew you got to wear this orange vest, my man took the vest off and kicked it under the seat, under the chair. Dang, dog. Your job wasn't even hard.
Yo, man. I hate people that quit their job without another job first. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you could be fed up for a couple of weeks till you find some new shit, bro.
And you at least got to stay long enough to get the unemployment check.
Yeah, man, for real.
Like, I ain't going to leave before the unemployment check dates.
Yeah, nah, I'm gonna need some security after I leave here too.
And then, like, why, man? It's crazy because it's like a cycle. People go to work, complain, buy liabilities to keep them in the same circle.
Yeah.
The same struggle, and just keep doing the same cycle over and over instead of changing what you do, changing up.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. How, yo, whoever set this world up is a genius, man. It's so genius. Dang, I wish I could set something up that flawless.
Hell yeah.
You going trick-or-treating this year? The little one?
So, you know, everybody started doing the trunk and treat shit.
What's that?
Well, they just, everybody go to a parking lot and have candy in their cars and just pass it out that way.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's corny. Oh, yeah.
Forgot you ain't got kids, man. But
that's lazy.
Yo, yeah, my daughter says she want to go door to door.
Yeah. Man, that's how you do it. You really going to go in a circle of cars?
Yes.
All right, so when that candy's gone, then we just go home?
Yeah.
It ain't going to be that many cars there.
Yo, we're going through that line once. I don't care if it's two cars. You get candy and we out.
See, man.
It's cold.
I'm glad I was old school, man.
It's probably going to be raining, son.
Man, we was out there, dog.
No, well, she's only five, though. So it's not really.
Hey, five, that, you know, candy goes in the bag. We got to hit the next dough. At five, you know, dog.
But it's not that important to her. Like, when she get older, yeah, then we'll do it. But at five, I give you a bag of candy.
No, it ain't the same. I still remember when I was five and went trick-or-treating. It was the greatest day ever.
Yo, man, like, but now, dog, man, you go in a neighborhood, man, it'd be like three houses giving out candy.
Dang.
Like, cats don't do that no more, man. Like, ain't no decorations up. You know what I'm saying? Even in stores, man, Halloween is a couple of weeks away, and these niggas is putting out Christmas shit.
Now, I know on base it'd be lit, though.
Yeah. On post, they still do it. But then again, most of the people is out walking around, so ain't nobody really at the house.
Damn, man. Kids can't. What's next? Christmas is going to be gone?
Yo, it already is.
We don't even get up on Christmas.
Yo, movies be playing on Christmas night.
What you mean?
Like, they'll premiere a movie on Christmas night. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, it used to be. Oh, you're talking about the
theater?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's Christmas Day, dog. I'm at the theater every Christmas.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't about family no more, man. It's about toys and shit and doing other shit now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad I started, like, I don't say happy birthday. I don't give out gifts or nothing, so nobody never expects anything. I'm a genius.
Screw that shit.
No, it ain't about screw. It's about saving my damn money. All that stuff you buy is going in the trash.
Hey, man, it don't cost you nothing to tell somebody happy birthday.
That dog, all right, one person, add up how many happy birthdays a day you see you got to say happy birthday. Man, later for that. Yeah. But at the same time, I don't put my birthday out there, so nobody tells me happy birthday. So it's equal. It's even.
Yeah. November 13th.
Oh, no. Yo. That's a lie. I think that's Joey's birthday. That's October 13th.
No, it's October 9th.
Oh, what? Oh, that's Danny's birthday, October 13th, I think. I don't even have birthdays. I don't even know how old I am anymore. I gave up on it.
You're 45.
No, that's what we're doing. Oh, when I reach 43, though, retired, guaranteed.
Word, no doubt.
43, dog. I ain't going to work. Man, this people old, boy.
Yeah, man, it's old cash at work, man.
Yo, this old man, he was talking to this other dude, and he said he's about to beat up his nephew. I got in his face, and I said, I'll punch you in your face. You better not ever do that again. I ain't say nothing to him, but when he walked away, I told the other dude, I was like, yo, his nephew's about to watch his old ass.
Yeah, he's about to work that old dude. Ain't gonna break his fucking hip.
Dog, this dude was so old, I'm telling you, his punch would have had no velocity, no force, nothing behind it.
Yo, if he throw a punch, man, he's still throwing it right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's gonna be the slowest shit in the world.
he would have ducked that with a blindfold on. I ain't wanna break his heart, though. And I was like, dog, please, your nephew would destroy you. I never seen him, and I know he gonna destroy you.
Hell,
duh. Hey, I know I'm a little sick and congested and stopped up right now, but I ain't too motherfucking sick to tell you that. I know that. If your motherfucking love for me is based off what I can do for you, I don't want your motherfucking love, man. I don't want your motherfucking love. Get that shit to somebody else, because I don't motherfucking want it. And I'm going to say it one more time for the motherfucking people in the bike. If your love for me is based off what I can motherfucking do for you, I don't want your motherfucking love, man. Period, point, motherfucking blank. Because you one know a motherfucking way from dragging my motherfucking name in the mud. So, if your love based on that, skirt. And get your motherfucking ass around me, because I don't want your motherfucking love.
Oh, that Godfather of Harlem?
Yeah.
You, have you watched it?
No.
Yo, it's fire.
Right. Yo, have you watched the Wu-Tang joint yet?
Nah.
Come on, son.
I think we should do the a premium Wu-Tang show.
A
premium show for the Wu-Tang joint.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like go episode by episode, put it on a premium feed.
Oh, I mean, but everybody's in watched it now.
No, but they want to, people like to hear our takes. So yeah, they'll go back and I'll catch up.
Yo, when I tell you, son, episode 9, Attila, man.
Wait, so you, but you ain't going to remember that from episode 1, so you going to have to watch it over.
Yeah, yeah, I'll watch it again anyway.
Anthony, how long is each episode?
Like 45 minutes, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but yo, Attila, son, dog, my God, monster, straight up monster, son.
I guess I'll start that this weekend.
Yeah, it's good though.
Yeah, but Grant, Godfather of Harlem, dope. I don't know how true this is though, cause
yeah, there's always some dispute to Bumpy Johnson shit.
Because, like, the people they got in here, they got Malcolm X in it. Like, the first three shows is heavy with Malcolm X and Muhammad Ali's in, like, in the last episode.
Yeah. Well, they were in Harlem. Like, well, I guess every movie you see, they were in Harlem.
Yeah, but Bumpy Johnson said he was going to slap the... What'd he say? He disrespected Malcolm X to his face. I'm like, man, you want to talk to Malcolm X like that with the nation around?
Why? It's Bumpy Johnson. He got the nation around him, too.
No, he didn't.
Allegedly.
At first, he was talking to Malcolm to get in the nation, so he wasn't like down
there. Oh, where? Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was asking Malcolm, can he use the nation to handle some business?
Oh, okay.
And then like a story with Muhammad Ali, man, I don't know if that's true either.
I'm gonna have to watch that, man. What is on Hulu?
See, that's the problem. It's on Epix.
Wait, that's on Amazon, ain't it?
You gotta pay for it.
You motherfucker.
I don't know how I'm getting it though. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I'm being charged. Because I ain't got Epix. So I turned on Apple TV, and like when I click on it, it'd be like, to watch this, download Epix or pay for Epix. And it'd take me to the screen to sign up. But I exit out every time. But then sometimes I'll go in and push play and it'll play. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's just like I got the Sunday ticket. I ain't paying for it.
Wait, how you do that?
I don't know.
No, you paying?
I really don't know. Nah, man.
Okay.
I hope not. I'm telling you, yo, cut the shit off, man.
If they don't charge you, because they charge you monthly, so if they ain't charging you monthly, you ain't paying for it.
Yeah.
Unless you just got money like that, you don't see a hundo come out every month.
No, I thought it was like $150 for just the package.
No, it's for the year. It's like $300 for the year.
Oh no, so yeah,
they, but they break it down to $100 a month.
If I see that, somebody give me a motherfucking money back.
But you be watching it though, huh?
I watched it twice just to see if it was on, and it was. And then I think I watched the game yesterday, but yeah, it's I'm gonna check the bank account, see what happened. Tell your money, I don't want this shit. You've been watching it. Fuck that.
What else I see? Oh, Breaking Bad, the El Camino movie on Netflix.
Wait, it's a Breaking Bad movie?
Super trash.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, man, I didn't like it, man. I didn't like what they was doing with that. I was hyped. Because it was like supposed to be like what happened after the Breaking Bad finale.
Oh, okay.
I didn't like it. I think it was trash.
All right. All right.
We got a classic casket we're going to do. We're going to start adding some new joints in. So we're going to do the Jesus is King when it drop.
What? Who is that?
Kanye West's new album.
Oh, it's trash.
It's supposed to drop Friday. People say it's hot.
I think it's trash.
They say he's taking it back.
It's as trash as his new prison sandals.
Oh, did you see his new gear?
No.
Did we talk about the gear, new Kanye gear?
No. Is it the sweatsuit he be wearing all the time?
No, he got the new Jesus gear.
No, I ain't seen that.
It looked like his daughter like drew Jesus and he threw it on the shirt.
Oh yeah, we did talk about that.
Oh, okay. I can't believe it, man. He putting this stuff out.
Yo, I can't believe niggas is gonna buy it.
Yo, now we see why they wouldn't let him in the fashion district. They looked at that stuff. Yeah. Like, are you crazy?
Yeah, bro. Like, nah, this ain't it. This ain't it at all.
Did you hear? Let me look this up. Let's see if I can get it on here. Ooh, this would be a good one. Did you hear Kanye and Kim talking about?
Yeah.
I'm gonna see if it's on. If I can pull it up on YouTube.
Yeah. So what it. It's basically he told her that she dresses too sexy.
Yeah.
And what's
here,
up?
Here it go right here. I want the people to hear the.
Why can't I hear it?
Somebody did this.
Super sexy Met Gala look.
I'm really freaking out.
You can now say that you're not into me wearing a tight dress.
You are my wife, and it affects me when pictures are too sexy.
On Sunday night's episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kanye surprisingly admits to having an issue with people gawking at his gorgeous wife.
Of course, it's like a formal underwear. It's hot. It's like it's hot for who, though?
So, like, the night before the Met, you're going to come in here and say that you're not into a corset bun.
I mean, we love each other's opinions.
Well, maybe not in this case. As Kim was not okay with the 42-year-old rapper's concerns over her choice in wardrobe for fashion's biggest night.
I just feel like I've just went through this transition where from being a rapper, like looking at all these girls and looking at my wife, like, oh, my girl needs to be just like the other girls, showing her body off, showing this, showing that. And I didn't realize that that was affecting like my soul and my spirit as someone that's married and loved and the father of like now with about to be four kids.
Kim, shut that down real quick.
You built me up to be this like sexy person and confidence and all this stuff.
Yes.
And just because you're on a journey and you're on your transformation doesn't mean that I'm in the same spot with you.
Ooh, bars. Bars. Yo, that's the price you pay, dog.
Yeah. Yo, that's how you met her, man.
Yeah.
That's why you met her. Because exactly. He was doing all of that. So don't try to stop that shit now.
Now he on his spiritual, lyrical miracle.
In your swimming pool.
Yeah, now he want her to change. Nah, playboy. Yeah,
yo, that's the only reason she's famous, bro. She can't change that.
It's over for you, Kanye.
Yo, this is the beginning of the end.
Yep.
Right here, this is the beginning of the end, yo. Like, this is going to start Rapsville for the dude, man. Like, yo, she about to get divorced from this kid.
But I think, you know, like most people when they go on the Jesus tour, like, they'll be going hard, so hard for a while, then they'll fall off. So,
yeah.
He going to fall off and be back.
Yeah, yeah. It just, it's working right now. You know what I'm saying? So, he going to stick with it, but... He gonna be back on them narcotics, man.
Yo, let that album come out and flop.
Oh yeah, it's Jesus ain't the way no more, man.
Jesus, you know, Jesus walks.
Yo, but here what was funny, man. Like I was listening to podcasts and stuff. Yo, women hate defending Kim Kardashian.
Yo, why they hate Kim so much?
I don't know. I really don't know, man.
Like any other chick can do, like. If you really think about it and you put Cardi B compared to Kim Kardashian, Kim Kardashian is a saint.
Yeah, man.
So why? I think they're just jealous because she... All right, were these black women on these podcasts you listening to?
Yes.
Yeah, them black women hate Kim. I think it's because she's white or Armenian, yeah, whatever she is.
I think it's we're just programmed to hate her or hate that type of lifestyle. Like, because basically she has no talent, right? That's the way people look at it. She has no talent, but she's famous as hell. So we're programmed to hate her because she doesn't really entertain us.
So is it that she doesn't, because she has a lot of talent, but is it because they don't have the talent that they want her to have?
Yeah, it's not talent that we're used to.
Oh, so she like what, not singing and?
Yeah, if she was singing or acting or something like that, then it would be okay. But because she's just the sex tape chick, they hate her.
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
But they like other sex tape chicks.
Hey, man, you know, we picking at you just like the Gina Rodriguez thing.
Yeah, did you see that? When did it come? So, is Gina Rodriguez, what is she?
She's Puerto Rican, I think, or Dominican or something like that.
So we've been hearing Puerto Ricans and Dominicans say nigga for the beginning
ever.
Of time.
Forever.
It has never been a problem. Fat Joe was like the first Puerto Rican to say nigga 936,000 times in a rap song.
Yo, Fat Joe, J-Lo be saying it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, they say it. Yo, you ever been to a Puerto Rican barbershop?
Dog, they say it more than any group on earth.
It been times I ain't hear nothing but nigga.
Yeah.
Hear no other words but nigga in a Puerto Rican barbershop.
That's crazy, man.
And the fact that she was using it in a song.
She spent the 8 months.
She was saying the words of a song. And we're mad at that?
I remember when people used to get mad and say Puerto Ricans is niggas too, like why are they trying to act like they not part of us?
Yeah,
and then they'll say the history, like, but now, I'm confused.
Yeah, like they I don't know, man. Like they keep moving the racism bar.
Yeah,
the Harriet Tubman thing, the British chick playing Harriet Tubman. Yo, who fucking cares?
Wait a minute. Cardi B is not black.
According
to them.
Yo, Cardi B is Dominican.
Yeah, so what's the issue? Because they love her, it's cool.
Yeah, exactly. She say nigga all the time.
All the time.
And not in a song. Like, yeah, that's just the way she talk.
Dog, that is crazy.
Yo, I don't get it, man. I don't get it. Yo, but... Oh, you know what? I think it comes from that she said that Latin women are paid less than white and black actresses.
So that's why they mad.
Yeah, but let's think about this. Maybe somebody's paid more than her. She knows some black chick that's paid more than her. So for her to say that, it's true.
Yeah.
You can't be mad at her truth. That is true for her.
Yeah, the bar.
Yeah. Yo, like, so how you feel about Harriet Tubman not being African-American?
Who, me personally?
Yeah.
Man, she look black to me.
Yo. No, you know, just like the David, what's that dude's name, man?
David Dufour.
No. What? Nuello or some shit like that. He played Martin Luther King.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He ain't African American. Y'all had no problem with that.
That's crazy.
Oh, I don't get it, man. Like I really don't. I don't understand what I'm supposed to be mad at.
I don't get it either, man.
Yo,
but I know we got a voicemail from Baylor, the great
Ron LaRon
Jenkins. So let's see what he's talking about today. He got the first one is called Ideas. Here we go. Oh, dang, I got 1% on this phone. Let's see if we can make it. Think we're going to make it?
No.
Here we go.
Yo, so since it's never going to happen because we just ain't got the money for it right now, you know, there's a lot of criticism for social media comedians and shit like that, right? Online comedians, Instagram comedians, whatever the case may be. But this is the crazy part about it. Them niggas got a lot of followers, and some of them niggas is funny. Some of them are legit funny. Like, we get into this, like, and some of them are real-life stand-up comedians that, you know, went over to the IG comedian platform, which is dope, you know what I'm saying? Because it is another platform to show your work and show your talent. So I'm not fully against it. And for people to sit up there and say, like, yo, well, these niggas can't do a stand-up, well, they don't have to do a stand-up. It's a lot of comedians out there that can make me laugh, and I don't need to see a fucking stand-up. You know, I just need you to make me laugh in this movie or TV show, you know? And that's just what it is. I believe, like, nobody is as creative. Us three niggas, me and Stone, we are creative. We need to get paid. I still need to get paid off the rims, though, Stone. But we come up with shit all the time, and it's sad that we can't make it happen because of, you know, the financial part and probably even the networking part. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like if you put majority of niggas in a movie and make it like a, you know, somewhat like a Friday type of movie or something like that, that should be good, man. It'd be good. It'd be a hood classic. But I mean, that's what we watch anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really care for all the blockbuster movies and shit like that. That shit been dead. Give me a nice little Netflix movie that'll turn into a cult classic. You feel me? Y'all want to make a movie? What would the movie be, though? Like, my feedback for next week is going to be different after y'all answer this question. Like, I feel like we should make a movie. But what kind of movie are we going to make? Are we going to make drama? Is it going to be comedy? Is it going to be like a love story? You know what I'm saying? Love comedy story? Romance comedy? You want to do a horror flick? Horror comedy? Like, what? Like, a spoof? What would we do? Like, what? And then what parts will we play? If you niggas make me play a gangster, that's racist, my nigga. That's fucking racist that y'all would make me play a gangbanger. Assholes. Mm. And I'm socking Stone first because he's the big one. He could do damage.
Yeah. Well, nigga, that's twice. And that's twice he said he gonna hit me first, man.
You know what I'm saying? How he just gonna he just know he just gonna sock you.
Yeah, like, yo, but Terp the Jerk say, yo, Bailey get the first shot.
Yo, that's hilarious. Yo, I got the perfect movie though.
What's that?
All right, the movie gonna be a comedy. Mm-hmm. And it's gonna be about leading up to the big game on the basketball court.
Oh.
So we're going to have, like, training in it. We're going to have Baylor eating bad. We're going to have Baylor going home heated because he ready to play the game. We're going to have Bailey in there running around. We're going to have his son in there. We got everybody in there. We're going to have it's going to be a comedy, though, about like when in Friday, everything was leading up to the fight with Debo and Craig. Yeah. So it's going to be like a comedy, but it's leading up to this basketball game.
Yo, I feel like it should be a movie about food.
I mean, it's going to be a lot of food in it.
Because every movie in L.A. got food in it.
Yeah, we're going to have Turp the Jerk ribs getting took. We're going to have an alpaca in there.
Hell, dog.
Like, it's going to be, as I'm saying, it's going to be funny, dog.
Yo, but like about the all the IG dudes doing a movie.
Uh-huh.
They've tried that, man. It don't work.
Yeah, those movies be super trash.
Yeah, like it's hard to be funny and act good. Like cause Mike Epps can't do it.
What you mean?
Mike Epps is funny as an actor.
Oh yeah, yeah. His stand-up
is terrible. You know what I'm saying? Like, he does funny characters, right? Yeah. So these dudes really, they're funny, but when it comes to acting, they can't transfer that over. Like acting is real. You know what I'm saying? Like, showing emotion and shit like that, or knowing a cue, how to say something and all that. Most of them cats can't do it.
Yeah. I think, like, the best one would probably be King Bob.
Yeah, Batch.
King Batch, whatever.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
like, he in hella Netflix movies, but they always give him the dumb role.
Yeah. He was good on Black Jesus.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
You ever seen him, his own, like, little trailers he put up?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, man, he can make himself cry and everything. Like, he got some serious parts. Like, he do good, but every time he get on one of them retarded Netflix movies, they make him act stupid.
And they get typecast. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Yo, this is what you're known for, so this is what we're going to have you do.
Yeah.
Like, yo, my nigga, I'm more than that, man. Everybody except DC Young Fly. Like, he don't need to do nothing.
Well, he, like, over-exaggerate all his roles.
Yeah, like, I mean, he's good at what he does. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll give him that, but anything else, nah, bro, hold on to that.
Dang, he said, hold on to that. And his voice, man, he can't change that voice to be nothing but silly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yo, what was I forgot to do a name. I can't remember his name, but he was pretty good, too. He's like one of them early IG dudes. He was in the Heat with...
With Sandra Bullock?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dang. I forgot that nigga's name.
Wasn't it King Botch?
Nah, that was somebody else. It was another. I like the dude had like a fat tongue or some shit.
Really? That's what he's saying?
Yeah, that's what it looked like. Like, he had a speech impediment or something.
The Heat. Who was it? Let me see. Dang, I'll pull it up. I don't even see his name on this.
Oh, yeah, he's way down the list.
Let me see. Did he have like, he didn't have like a big part in it though, did he?
He kind of did.
Dang. Oh, I probably know who it is. He was he from Florida.
Yeah.
Reasons or something.
There you go. Yeah, Spoken Reasons. Yeah.
Yo, he disappeared.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to that kid.
I know a lot of them, like, when they looked up, because he started on YouTube. A lot of them YouTube dudes, like, they just disappeared. I don't know what be happening.
Hell nah.
Like, but they still be having an audience. They ain't like they fell off. They just like get tired of it.
Yeah, like Kane Carter.
Yeah, yo, he going through it.
Yeah, for real, Doug.
Like, after his best friend died, and then he got some weird disease, and then like his dog died. He had forever. It was like a whole bunch of stuff happening once, and he just went crazy.
Yeah. All right, man. We got a top 10 list we need to talk about.
Uh oh.
The top 10 hardest women to fuck.
Uh-oh.
Now, I didn't make this list. This list is already put together. I just found it amusing. All right. You want to start with this? You want to start at the top or the bottom?
I want to start from 10 to 1.
All right. Number 10, women with 3 kids and tax money.
That's not hard.
Yeah, it is.
Tax money about to be gone quick.
No, see, if she already got 3 kids, she's not trying to give up that tax money. Them days are gone. That's how she got the 3 kids. When a nigga come around, when that tax money come in, now she got 3 kids, so that tax money's hers now.
But it ain't hard to hit.
Yes, it is. Rachel's. I don't know why that's funny to me.
What?
Rachel's.
Oh, just the name Rachel.
Yeah, women named Rachel is hard to have sex. All right, number 8, sevens.
Man, this list is trash.
Yo, it's funny. Fake, woke, but Christian.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, that's hella hard, son. Women with 1 baby daddy.
Nope.
No, that's hard. If he just freshly left her alone, like stopped dealing with her after she had the baby, she not trying to get that thing up to nobody. Now, after somebody get it, then it's downhill. But at that point in time, she not trying to give it up. Women that drive Toyotas, not Corollas.
I haven't found only there's only one here for me today, so far.
Women with good fathers.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, that's hard. Talented strippers. Oh, strippers are easy to hit.
Yeah.
Fine, but think they ugly. No. I could finesse them draws. Ugly, but think they fine.
In the desert.
Yes, in basic training.
He's at basic training.
If she ugly and thinks she fine, nah, you gotta work for that. You gotta work for that, Cho-Cha. That's the list.
That list was trash. Must have been way better, like the ugly women in the desert, because every dude in the desert want them.
Just trying. Yo, ugly women in Korea.
He said in Korea.
Yo, I'm telling you, dog. A ugly chick in Korea is like gold. Like, for yo, she has like that Rick James aura about herself, son. Like, she be glowing because everybody wants her. Because the fine chicks, they got an ugly dude that's caking them up. Like, that nigga spending his entire check on her. So she's off limits if you don't want to spend no money, right?
Yeah.
The ugly chick, man, that's all I got. You said, yo, I gotta get her, man. And she know that, so she making it hard for brothers, man.
Dang. That's crazy, son. I got something else crazy for you.
What's that?
Woman bites off man's fingertip. Post videos of it on Facebook.
Why?
At Bloomfield, woman faces an assault charge. The police say she off the tip of a man's middle finger, then posted videos with it on Facebook. She had no problems about putting that on social. Hartford Police Lieutenant Paul Cercio said. Anna Lindo, 34, was charged with first-degree assault and disorderly conduct. She was held in lieu of $75,000 bail after her arraignment.
Yo, did she have fingers still in her mouth?
Yeah. It says the assault happened near the victim's home on Main Street. The victim told police he was walking to the Jamrock restaurant and lounge where he heard a car horn sounding. Uh-oh. He then saw Lindo walking toward him with a brick in her hand.
Whoa.
The two struggled, and the victim told police he tried to get the brick away from Lindo. The victim's wife came out of their nearby home, and Lindo fled. So the wife came out and she ran away like, uh-oh, that's a 2-on-1 situation. I'm out of here. So the victim then felt pain in his right hand and realized the tip of his middle finger was missing. So she was running down the street with the tip in her mouth.
Dog.
Yo, can you imagine? You feel pain, look down, and she got, yo, I got to chase her.
Oh, yeah, she got to get that back.
She got to get
it
back.
Yo, you got to pay for this. You got to pay for this, man.
I think he got the finger back, though.
I don't think he did.
He did get it back.
How?
She was, oh, man. She was on Facebook holding finger in several boastful videos.
Yo.
So she had a slew of videos on Facebook holding the finger up.
Hey, man.
How he got it back? Her mom found his finger on her dresser and turned in to police.
Yo. Hey, man. Do you know how savage you got to be to bite somebody's finger off and then make celebratory videos about it?
Yo, you got mass celebratory videos with somebody's whole finger in your
finger. Dog. Yo, you know how crazy you are to bite somebody's finger off and run down the street with it in your mouth and not swallow it?
Dog, I'm deleting her, dog. If I see her like posting videos with a finger.
Yeah, yo, like, yo, she's nuts.
Oh, man. They said they tried to reattach the finger, but too late.
Yeah, nigga, she been gnawing on it and had it in her mouth and shit.
Oh, hell no. Police later recovered the fingertip when Lindo's mother called police to say she found it on the dashboard of her daughter's car.
Oh, she got it sitting in the sun.
Dog, you just had the car. Wait a minute. It's not even her daughter's car. It was her car. Her daughter drove it. So you left a finger on the dashboard?
Yo, mama's car, son.
Dog, she made celebratory videos in the car. Stopped the phone and put and left the finger on the dashboard and got out the car like nothing.
I don't need this.
Nah, she gotta go, she gotta go to the psych ward.
Yo, she's bananas, B.
Hell yeah, yo, I'm blocking you too if I see you dancing. Ah, man.
Yo, I'm calling the cops.
Matter of fact, I'm biting your finger off and reattaching it.
See, that's just a cycle of craziness, right?
Nah,
there.
Man, I gotta get my. I want my tip back.
I want my tip back. Yeah, damn.
You wouldn't want your tip back?
Nah, man, I ain't fucking with nobody bite my finger.
But what if y'all was about the same skin color though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If it's a viable option to bite your shit off and get mine back, yeah, I'm doing it.
I mean, I wouldn't say bite it, I'd say chop it off like a nice chop. Like match the chop up to how my finger was. You know what I'm saying? If it's a little jagged, I got to make yours a little jagged so we can get that even. Matter of fact, all right, I'm going to cut off a little extra so the doctors can work it down.
So you out here snatching fingers off with pliers and shit.
Yeah, I got to, man. I mean, it's a finger for a finger. The only problem you're going to run into is the doctor, they're going to like, where you get this finger? And like, if you got a whole finger.
Yo, but I gotta believe, man, if you dating a chick with fingers the same size as yours, man, this is already a problem.
No, it ain't gotta be the same size. I only need the top half.
Yeah, it's gonna be smaller than yours.
Man, she bit the tip.
Unless she bit a pinky off, then you could take her pointer finger and it'll match up.
Well, every finger that match up the best is the one I'm grabbing.
So you got to cut them all off and see which one worked.
Yeah, if I got to take the head to the hospital. Well, I need to find like the mobs. You know, they all got them little like vet doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the hospital, I got to find one of them.
Yeah, you go to the hospital, you going to jail.
Yeah, you can't just roll up in the hospital, whole hands. So, yo, I need
you. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I need y'all to retest this, man.
Hey, whichever one match, man, quit asking questions.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, don't ask where I got this from.
Dang, man.
Hell no.
Oh, we didn't even talk about the new case in Dallas. Yo, they wilding out here.
What happened in Dallas?
Remember the cop that shot the black woman through the back window?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Killed her, dog.
Dog.
So the neighbor called for a wellness check. The cop rolls like a sniper.
Yeah.
The front door is open, dog. Announce yourself.
Never knocked on the door. Never announced that they were police and shit. Just start creeping through the yard with flashlights.
Like, what's going on, dog?
Man.
When do you creep through a yard, through the backyard with flashlights? It's multiple cops.
Yeah.
Like, the door's wide open. Why don't you just stand on the side of the door?
Yeah.
And yell in, police, is everything okay in here? Until somebody yeah. come out.
You know what I'm saying? Even if you think something's going on in there, right? Yeah. Y'all supposed to surround the house.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody go to the front door and announce themselves. Like, yo, this the police. So when motherfuckers start come running out, then y'all know they guilty of shit. But for y'all to just creep around the house and the first person you see in the fucking window, you start shooting, is fucking ridiculous, man.
Yo, my man said put your hands up and immediately shot.
Yo, put your hands up. How about? Yo,
yeah, like,
he started
damn.
Shooting before he finished saying the shit.
It's ridiculous.
And then go on show the picture of the gun on the fucking floor and shit. Of course she had a gun. It's people creeping around her house.
Yeah. Without come announcing on, themselves.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, dog. This shit is crazy, man. Like, and oh man, didn't something happen at the funeral?
I didn't hear about that.
So apparently they were having a funeral and her dad got some kind of injunction or some shit to stop the funeral.
What?
I don't know, man. Someone's like he ain't been in her life at all. And now I want to come through and start doing shit, man. Like, come on, son.
Yeah, it's getting out of control, man.
Man, I'm so tired of people.
What's going to be the next story?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just wild out here, man.
What else? Man, I know something that's crazy.
Yeah, something else happened.
Your boy Jenkins. 32-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
Thought he was talking to a 14-year-old Kylie on social media. Started texting each other, you know what I'm saying? He told her he wanted to have 500 kids with her in 1 year.
Easy killer.
She 14-year-old. You want to have 500 kids in 1 year? What's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
So, they talking, you know what I'm saying, getting chat. She tells him to come through. Well, 32-year-old Jenkins ain't have a car. Guess how far he walked. He got to the house, too.
I feel like this is going to be a dumb amount of walking.
32-year-old Jenkins walked 51 miles.
51 miles.
To give young Kylie 500 kids.
51 miles.
And he was giving her updates on his progress.
Son, come on, man.
Dog, he really wanted young Kylie.
Yo, and let me guess. Mm-hmm. Young Kylie was an old dude named Charles.
Young Kylie was a grown-ass woman cop.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's even better.
Oh, yeah.
Dog.
After I walk 51 miles, dog, please at least let me hug Kylie.
Yo, man, somebody got to give me something.
Yo, yo, bring in a 14-year-old to just give me a hug.
Yo,
51 miles with some sweet perfume on. Give me some memory.
51 miles. Yo, you know how bad you want some young ass son to walk 51 miles.
Dang, yo, I need to see them text messages.
Cause 50, yo, man.
No, she had to send him a thigh or something. Like, that was looking scrumptious.
Yo, my G, I'm not walking 51 miles for my wife, dog. Like, no. Straight up, man.
No, and this is in one shot. My man didn't take no breaks.
Yo, what time did he start? Like, yo, I need a timeline of what happened to me. Like, I want to know when he took breaks and everything, man. Like, 51 miles?
50. I got to see this dude.
Son, I'm saying, yo, I barely want to drive 51 miles, B.
Let me look this dude up. Let's see if we can get a picture of him. Oh, no, that ain't him.
Yo, cuz. After walking 51 miles, there's nothing I want to do.
Oh, man, I messed up, man. My bad. I told you the wrong miles.
Oh, shit. Okay.
How many miles you think it's supposed to be?
Yo, I'm a highball it, man. Say like 20.
351 miles.
Yeah!
This is a real story. This is NBC News, dog.
A dude walked across the state.
Yeah. Indiana man walks 351 miles to Wisconsin to have sex with a 14-year-old girl who turned out to be an undercover cop.
Yo, but look, man. Yo, I know this is bad to say. But 351 miles, y'all need to get that juice pussy.
Dog, you gotta give him a young Asian man in jail. Yo, like a 14-year-old girl.
Yo, man, give him a young, yo, a older chick that look like a young girl. But y'all gotta get this dude something, man. 351. Yo, you know how long it take to drive?
God dang. Yo, what is wrong with him, dog? And he don't look like I don't look.
Dog.
He look like kind of like a real dude.
Yo, I gotta see this.
I'm about to put this in the chat.
Yo, 351
1 mile.
Look. Hold on, hold on. Matter of fact. Let me...
You got the message?
Uh-uh. All right, there we go. Yo, this dude walked 350 miles.
I want to have 500 kids before we are with God. Yo, he was about to put the beats. He was about to show the beats.
Yo, 351 miles. Yo, you was getting all of these works, man.
No breaks.
Yo, you gets no breaks, man.
I didn't take no breaks to walk here. You ain't taking no breaks, so we getting 500 kids.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't taking no breaks in this ass.
Tommy Lee Jenkins. You see him?
Nah, that shit ain't pop up.
Dang.
Dog, let me see this, man. Alright, Huntsville, Alabama is 192 miles. It takes 4.5 hours to drive. It takes 3 days to walk 192 miles.
Dang.
3 days. That's 192. So throw another 160 on that. No. Another 60. No, yeah. Another 160 on that. Yo, man, that's like a week. It took a week.
Okay, look, he got some help. It says he began walking, but he occasionally rode a bike or caught a bus on the way.
All right.
So he didn't walk the full. I was about to say
he didn't walk. Okay.
That's still nuts.
Yo, I'm looking at Tommy Lee right now, son. I'm looking at Tommy Lee Jenkins right now, right?
Yeah.
And I have to say, this is the type of motherfucker that'll walk 300. Yo, my man got the serious George Foreman haircut, B. No, not George Foreman. Sherman Hemsley. He got the Sherman Hemsley haircut, B. Yeah, that dude will walk 351 miles in some young booty, man.
Yo, this is what disturbs me, too, about these pedophile dudes. Why did he get a lineup before he went to meet her? They always look nuts. Man.
Yeah, they always look crazy, man. Well, he is crazy, dog. He decided to walk 351 miles.
But aren't you for a 14-year-old lineup, dog?
Yeah, man, you got to shave it a little bit.
Get the beard crispy. Yeah.
Yo, this is what I'm tripping on, though. Right?
Yeah.
Why are you smiling in this picture? Yo.
Oh. God, dang. Maybe he thinking about young Kylie.
Yo, they got this dude. They said they were 90 minutes north of Milwaukee. So, yo, you walking through snow and shit.
Dang.
Dog. This is fucking nuts, man.
Yo, that's some crazy people out here.
Alright, truthfully, how far are you walking for some ass?
So I ain't got no other options. I gotta walk.
You ain't got no other options. You gotta walk, but it's top of the crop, son. Like it's something you like, yo, you'll never get this chance again.
I could walk 5.
Yo, how far is it from... Yo, you remember Esther's Liquor Store?
Where was that at?
In Waynesville.
Is that the one over on there, the hill?
No, over there by the St. Roberts Police Station.
Yeah, like behind the hotel?
No. It was sitting out front next to Cellar Sexton.
On the same side of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From there to Waynesville.
You didn't walk that.
Oh, I did.
Wait, where in Waynesville?
The high school.
Yo, you wildin', dog.
Yo, dead ass.
That long ass hill?
Yeah, I did that.
Yo, you take a shower when you got there?
gave a dirty dick, son.
Wow. Yo, did you like? Would you, how many drinks you had? Like, did you stop at the gas station and get like a soda or something? What you had?
Yeah, I got some more water. Got some water. Stopped at good old Casey's. Got some water.
Yo, you is nuts.
Yeah, it was a dummy mission, son. But I got that ass though.
Yo, that's farther than me.
Yo, I'm gonna say that's a good 10.
Hey, yo, how you get back?
I got a ride back.
Oh, okay.
I went walking back. I went walking back, son.
Yeah, did you have a Walkman or something?
No, me and somebody else walked down there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn. We used to walk from the trailer park to Walmart.
Wait. But the old Walmart or the new Walmart?
The old Walmart.
Oh, dear God. Yo, down Y Highway?
Yeah.
No.
He said no.
Dude, that's winding and no sidewalks. Hell.
Car!
You know what I'm saying? You'll die out the way. Yo. Nah, bruh.
Hell no.
Did y'all get some cheeks at Walmart?
Oh, nah. I think Dwayne stole a couple of things. And, damn. We just went up there to look.
Came on back, son. Yo, that's a hard walk, son.
Yo, your boy, though. That's how you get down, man.
Yo, 51. Yo, that's dedication, though, man. Like, mm-hmm. Yo, given the right avenue, that dude might be something special, man, because he's dedicated. I ain't got that kind of dedication in me, son. 351? Yo, my nigga had to take, he had to take naps. You know what I'm saying? he had to take naps to make that walk, man.
I want
to
see her, like, the profile picture this Facebook page had up.
Yo, man, there's nothing good about a 14-year-old, man.
No, but the pictures they had up, I don't know. Can you, like, even though it's a setup, can you use, like, a girl's pictures?
That's weird, right?
Yeah, or was he just chatting? Or was it like a blank page?
Blank, or just they just said the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm 14.
Yeah, he had no picture proof.
That's all he needed. You know what I'm saying? But matter of fact, I was looking at some pictures today. Somebody was showing me a kid that's 16. No, she's 15. 15 about to be 16, yo. Mm-hmm. She looks straight up 30.
Dang.
Straight up, man. Makeup on, all type of shit. I'm like, yo. She don't like no 16-year-old, man.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yo, like, that shit's crazy, man. Like some of these cats, man, like, yeah, niggas is pedophiles. But some cats, man, they just be caught up. Like, we in a club that's 21 and over, and she look 21, you know what I'm saying? Like, she look like she's supposed to be here. And then find out 16, man, he be like, yo, damn, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't... If I'd have known she was 16, I wouldn't have fucked with her. But she said she was 21, man. Like, dog, I don't know, man.
Dang, that's nuts. Well, yo, speaking of pulled over by the cops.
Were we speaking?
Nope, that was a horrible segue.
Segue, hell yeah.
All right, yo. Well, speaking of illegal, how about that?
All right, there we go.
Yo. All right, ladies on the curb, right? And the cops say there's a lot of, like, drug activity in that area. Mm-hmm. So a lady over there in the corner. So they say, yo, we need to search you, whatever. You might be selling drugs or whatever. So they called it was a bunch of dude cops. So they called a woman cop to come do a search. Mm-hmm. So she pulls up. First, she tells, this is all outside on the corner. She tells the lady to take her pants off.
Whoa.
Yeah, so the lady takes her pants off. And then she was like, I'm about to search in your underwear to see if you got anything in there. Now, you know how small panties are. Come on.
Yeah, man.
So she was like, yo, I'm on my period. She was like, well, I ain't going to touch. I'm going to just look. And now all the cops, the dude cops all standing around. Like, this sounds like something they just be doing.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So she pulls her pants open, looks, and puts flash the flashlight in there and says, dang, you don't even shave.
Wow.
Like, first of all.
This is all kind of violations, man.
And then she sees the tampon string.
She ain't pulling out.
She pulls it out.
Oh, she pulled it out.
Yeah. Pulls it out, dog. So, now this is all in court. The cop's trying to settle for $200,000.
No.
Now, if you're trying to settle for $200,000, that means y'all admitting y'all was wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going you're for a mil.
Yeah, I want all these monies. Hell, yo, like, come on, man. Why would you do some shit like that?
Yeah, I got PTSD and everything now.
Yeah, I'm all the way fucked up.
That's nuts.
Yo, that's crazy. Yo, my God. Come on, man.
Yo, these cops is out here doing anything.
Yo, whatever they fucking want, man. Like, we talked about that shit before, man. If there's no accountability, why would they stop?
Right? Like, oh, y'all just throwing all this stuff out, getting the minimal years. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Come on, dog. That's nuts. That, yo, as a woman, why would you do that to another woman anyway?
Yeah.
Like, that's just, man. Yo, they don't stick together, man. They don't.
She probably on paid leave and everything.
Yeah, chilling. Telling everybody about the tampon story and shit.
Yep, laughing. Wow.
Hell nah, man.
Well,
you ready for this or that?
Yep. Let me get the Zico Startito.
The what?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you ever do that again.
Oh, sorry.
The Musico Startito? Nah, man.
What you got for us?
All right, man. So, just shout out to Hey Greg. Yeah, I can't say that nigga's name.
Hey, man, say it right, man.
Hey Greggy.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey,
young Black and Bob, man. He sent me one. It was $20,000 or one night with Rihanna.
Man, give me $20,000. I don't know what this hype is on Rihanna, but she's just a regular chick like every other chick. And y'all taking this Rihanna thing too far. Like, she's some kind of goddess. She not. Her forehead big.
He said a goddess?
Dog, they be acting like she's just God's gift to the planet.
Yo, man, somebody says she got a football helmet on the front of her head.
All facts. All facts.
That was funny.
I want to say is what'd you say? You said what?
Give me them 20 stacks.
All right, and I just want to let everybody know that the Patriots are whooping the dog crap out of the Jets.
Oh, speaking of that, man, you know I'm killing you on this pigskin pick'em, right?
Nah, man, you wasn't playing, so I never played.
I picked the.
You've been picking from the beginning?
Yeah, we both picked the first week.
I picked the first week, and then I logged in. I didn't see you on the list, so I thought you didn't sign up, so I never went back.
Yeah, I'm killing you 41-5 right now.
Die. Why you ain't you gonna wait all the way to week 5?
You fucking right, yo. Hey, yo, it been so hard every week not to tell you, like, yo, man, you ain't picking? Think I'm killing you, son. It's 41-5, man. It's a wrap, man.
Man, I'm about to catch up, dog. I'm about to go in a streak with every game.
Yeah, I'm killing this nigga, son. All
right. When I catch you, it's going to be bad. I'll be out here every week.
41-5,
man. I'm about to log in. All right, so we got Rihanna out the way.
Yeah, where was the other one I had? Where did it go?
Do-wa-dippity.
God damn it.
Well, let me go ahead and play Baylor's then real quick.
Oh, or no doubt.
See what he got.
This or that's though. I got a this or that. So you get to keep your personality, but you have to choose a different body. You have to choose a different body. You no longer the same body. Matter of fact, I make it even harder. You have to choose another race. So you can't stay black. But you can keep the same exact personality. Same exact personality. And you get to do it at any time you want to. So if you're a child and you want to switch and you want to be white, you can switch to being white. You only can do it one time, though. So you have to pick and choose when you switch, right? Or you can keep that same body, all right? You look the same, get the same haircuts and everything. But there's a toss-up. There's a random, like, raffle on your new lifestyle. And you just have to put your hand in the jar and pick it, and then that's where you could be gay. You could be broke again. You could be wealthy. You could be the president. You could be paralyzed. You know what I'm saying? You could all that, but you keep the same body. So it's either the same personality and pick a different race, or keep the same body, but you don't know what lifestyle you're going to end up with. I feel like we've done this before, but not. I think we've done one similar to this, but not this exact one. So just pick one, nigga. Okay? And what I said is what I meant. Stop adding on shit. And I dog Dominican Lou in basketball. I don't even think he know. Like I said, I think Dominican Lou, he bounces the ball with both hands. And then when he shoot like Pacquiao. Y'all seen Pacquiao shoot? I'm going to send y'all a picture of Pacquiao shoot. Just go watch a video of Pacquiao shoot. That's how Dominican Lou shoot. He got money.
I ain't going to lie. I do think he caught a shoot like Pacquiao.
Oh, that's your man.
No,
son.
Man, but his shot is kind of like, I think, was the shot like Pacquiao? I don't remember, but it might be a little simple.
Yeah, you about to have two fights in Las Vegas.
let me see. Can we pick somebody that's dead?
Yo, I'm going for Bill Gates.
You look like Bill Gates?
Yep.
You don't get the money, though. You just get to look like
Why him. Not?
Because he said you get to look like that person, but it's you, the same personality and everything.
No, you just get a different body.
Yeah,
but I have my personality. Yeah, but I'm gonna be that nigga's money.
No, you're not.
That don't make no sense.
Yeah, huh? Because it's you. You just got his body.
No.
Yeah.
Well, so I mean, I could potentially fraud my way into his money.
Nah. You be frail, little dude.
I feel like y'all making up shit.
All right, well, you be Bill Gates. I'm gonna be Justin Bieber.
Ah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good one. You know what I'm saying? Just on the strength of his wife's ass, nigga. That's a good one.
His wife ain't got no booty.
Yeah, she do.
What's her name?
Jessica Biel.
That's Jessica Biel ain't Justin Bieber's girl.
Yeah.
The actor Jessica Biel.
Yes.
No, man.
Yeah, nigga.
Who is Jessica Biel's husband? Let's look it up. That's Justin Timberlake's girl, man.
You just said Justin Timberlake.
I said Justin Bieber.
Oh, Bieber. Damn. Oh, I was thinking Justin. I thought I heard Justin Timberlake.
No, man. He went to the Man in the Woods. I don't want to be him no more.
Yeah. So why Justin Bieber?
Because the chicks love him, man. I'm trying to get they these do. Chicks.
They do love Justin Bieber.
Yeah, dog.
All right.
Why you over here looking like Bill Gates face ass?
Have someone secretly give you LSD on a random day and time once every 6 months. What? Or have everyone in the world all take LSD at the same time once every 5 years.
I'm going to let everybody else take that.
Yo, you know how crazy the world's going to be on LSD?
Yeah, and I'm going to be locked in my house like the Purge on that day.
Purge. Hell, duh. Yeah, give me that 5 year shit.
Are we out?
Yeah, man, let's get up out of here. I got to go eat.
Oh, me too. I ain't eating.
It's not.
Ooh, wee. But yeah, man, 23-0. Patriots winning. Y'all know what
right now?
Yeah, and it's just started the second quarter. ForgetThatYo.com. Send a voicemail like Baylor the Great. Y'all heard that? Just open your voice memo, and all you do is record a voice memo, and it's an option right in there to email ForgetThatYo@gmail.com, ForgetThatYo@gmail.com, and y'all leave us something that we could play on the show. Yeah, so, yeah, man, y'all know what to do, man. We out here, man.
No, you ain't gonna shout out or nothing.
No, man, get money, man.
Yeah, y'all know what it is, man. Peace, peace, peace.
Any other show? Forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there. Why we starve?
Are you listening to Forget That Yo Radio? Then turn it up, stupid.
Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Word up, diamonds.
Like a freshly cut diamond.
Diamonds are forever like friends that'll kill for you. Went up in a jewelry store, burglary, steal for you. Bill with you, split the diamond into ice blue. Twice you try to disrespect our kinship, I don't like you. And now you X'd out the fam, but I'm cashing checks with Premier on his jam. Robin Leach, interviews on the beach. When we shake hands, nothing but ice on the reach. And I teach like the rap Reverend Ike, without the perm I preach. There's more you need to learn, I return for my streets. Gaining my wealth, training myself for corny confrontation with haters who be playing themselves. Diamonds, I like my world of rap. Your rhyming is like a world of crap. And a diamond is like a fly-ass girl that's trapped.
And you can't beat that with a bat.
Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Word up, diamonds.
Yeah, pick up the pen, write down the sins, cleanse, lay this shit down, play it for friends, make a few M's, then do it again. J. Cole, who'd have thought you would have been? Rhyming with ghosts, guru flows forever like a diamond at most. Could never afford the precious jewels, that's precisely why I'm blessing you. With clear cut messages, I'm destined to invest in urban sections where depression rules. I hope to heal the destitute before I leave this vestibule. Between the heavens and the seven circles where some dead homies maybe rest, I plan to resurrect a few. I press the truth against the neck of devils. Look at the youth just like a precious pebble, meant to be protected. Mentally we let this poison of Western philosophy make us sloppy. We forgot we are the chosen. From hip-hop to astronomy, they copy what we showed them. Niggas be talking slick, but only try me over modems. In person they starstruck, they hearts flutter. I'm like the realest one you ever met. If you don't feel this one, give it a sec. Go live a little, let the years pass. Experience pain, watch the tears crash onto the floor. Hurt brings wisdom, wisdom brings a whole nother sort of understanding. Diamonds only worth what we demand it. And niggas paying top dollar. Once upon a time I paid 100 for mine, now I'm a lot smarter.
Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. I rock diamonds that cut glass out of window panes. Ball head slick blazing tracks when the endos flame. Rocks that bling, rocks that make them jock my team. Rocks that shine, rocks that keep my hand on my nine. Rocks that blind, make the hard rocks drop dime. One of a kind, niggas best jet from the spot when I cock mine. Diamonds are like your man, you always call fam. Diamonds are like your grandma, you always call ma'am. Diamonds are like having the whole world in your hand. Diamonds are like the shows I rip with no band. Rocking your knot, stopping your plot. It's me, ballhead slick Duke, copping your block. For you it's only pain, for me it's only gain. Diamonds are like loyalty, iced out like royalty. Diamonds are like my wifey, so sweet the way she spoils me. Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Word up, diamonds.
Like a freshly cut diamond.
What's up? It's Britt Renee, as you like to call me, Britt. Look, y'all are irking my life. This topic of daughters and moms sharing draws and bras, what? That is disgusting. Titty residue and stuff in there. Like, no. I keep my bras to myself. Keep your bras to yourself. Forget that, yo.